Martin, your dad wrote on my blog yesterday something about the three stages. The third stage not being mongrel, but being transcendence. What did he mean by that?
He's referring to a race report I wrote for my first 48-hour race, and I was describing what I thought were the three personalities inside me that fight with each other, you know, for dominance, and I call them the scientist, the hippie, and the mongrel. So the scientist is the very, you know, analytical side, checking the splits and nutrition and hydration and all of that sort of stuff. The hippie is obviously much more in the line of Sri Chinmoy stuff, you know, where you're running in the joy and in the spirit and the camaraderie. And the mongrel is just the pure competitive spirit where you're looking at the next goal and target and, you're digging in using willpower. So I felt at different parts of a race that you tap into different parts of those personalities, and if you can get the mixture right at the right time, then you'll get your optimal performance. For example, if you do start a six-day race in mongrel mode, you're going to be in a big, big problem very quickly.
Well, what mode do you think you are in right now?
Definitely hippie.
I mean, you're running with Alan here, and it looks like you're both really enjoying the last few hours.
Oh, we are. We've been here for 6 days, and it's been an amazing cavalcade of people and experiences and ups and downs, and it's nice if you can finish in a joyful way, although I am keeping an eye on the person who's behind me in second place. And
well, who is that person in second place, by the way?
It's Ash Brihano. Ash Brihano.
And you have to keep your eye on him because he's...
He's fast. I'm watching him, and I'm injured and I can't really run now. So I'm sort of watching how many miles he's eating up. And I really wanted to have some sleep last night, but seeing him eat away my lead, I've had to stay out all night walking.
Well, that's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Oh, it is. No, he's an amazing athlete, and he's also, watching him run's fascinating. He sort of bounds like a little puppy, and his arms go from side to side, and his head is an interesting character.
Martin, you're going to have a total that's way further than you've ever been before. Is that going to be cool, or that's going to be, well, that's the next standard for what I'm going to do next time?
I'm happy with just what it is. I know you interviewed me before about possible goals, but I think they all went out the door after a few days. I sort of gave up on that and just tried to focus on what was happening each day. And yeah, I think the number I end up with will be the right number.
Okay.
That's a hippie answer.
Yeah.
The mongrel would say to you, that was a terrible performance and you need to get your act together.
Well, Alan, listening to this philosophy, what would be the mode that you're in? Would those categories fit you in any way?
I think I'm in the scientist mode where I'm just looking at how slow I'm walking right now and calculating. It's an easy calculation to see how much I'm going to make.
It's not going to be your best.
No. No, but it's good enough.
But this is like the third year in a row you've come for Vancouver.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... I think the second day got me. It was wet and... I don't know, it wore me out.
But it's kind of fun being able to hang out with guys like Martin here.
Yeah, I've hung with some interesting people. The guy with the gray beard. What was that guy? We were talking about him.
Don Winkley?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a couple good laughs. And, here comes Larry. And we spent some time with Larry.
And Louie.
And Louie and the... what's the German girl? Avanti?
Vasanti.
Vasanti. She's beside me.
She's
and
right up there. She's right up.
And Delop. Delot from Seattle.
Well, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, there he goes. That's...
Ashbury Hunnell.
37.
Yes, that's right. We're timing
his laps.
We need to.
Listen, guys, thank you so much.
That was a bit of science there, that last piece.
Yes.